Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
Young Maria Devereaux there has screens of different shapes and sizes, looks at them all weekend long, and then tells you on a Monday what she has seen. What have you seen, Maria?
Taylor and Travis were spotted out. First public appearance as a married couple. Where did they go? Was it IKEA?
Imagine was that was the first place they went.
No, it was another wedding.
See,
they went, it was some NFL guy, Juju Smith-Schuster. Don't know who he is, don't know who he plays for. They were at his wedding.
It's a bit of pressure on you if you know that you're inviting Travis, Taylor and Travis, to your wedding after they've gotten married in Madison Square Gardens at the wedding of the millennium.
Like, yeah.
And you go, because she's want to come for the after, isn't mine? Your man off the radio.
I'd say that first wedding you go to after your wedding, I think you enjoy more than any other wedding you've ever been to, because
nothing to worry about except have you got the card and where's me dress?
Yeah.
Are you judging it though?
No, I don't think so. I think you judge the ones before, but not the ones after. You're like, I understand what you've gone through.
Okay.
I'm so happy to welcome you to our club, and now you don't have to worry about it.
Were these the shots I saw that looked like they were taken from a drone flying over? Because you can kind of see why Taylor and Travis decided to get married indoors. You know what I mean? Because they were just at a wedding, but like all of a sudden I could see them and see who was sitting around.
Yeah, this was an outdoor situation. Yeah.
Also, there was somebody who put up a video I saw over the weekend of Travis and Taylor sitting down, and then in front of them was a woman. And the woman looked more like Taylor Swift than Taylor Swift, which only fuels the Taylor Swift is a CIA, you know, like psyop. Like there's more of her around.
Yeah.
Like.
There was a side note. Speaking of weddings, I watched the Katie Price documentary over the weekend.
The
Sky 4-part documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes over her two weddings, one with Peter Andre and then one with the MMA fighter guy.
Yeah.
And my God, the chaos. The chaos at those weddings. The brilliantly tackiness of the two of them as well is incredible. But the money that they were trying to get for the shots of the wedding.
The first shots in the
like
magazines.
The Hello magazines and all that. It was incredible.
Imagine how much Taylor's got. Like whatever she's done. Whether she controls it herself, releases a documentary or puts her, you know what I mean? Or some magazine or something.
She'll definitely control it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then if like me, you are lost as to what to watch at the minute.
Oh yeah.
Because we finished From season 4.
Okay, you're waiting on season 5 obviously, but that'll be a while yet.
It's about a year. It'll be out in about a year. There's a new series coming to Netflix on Thursday. It's 10 episodes. It's a comedy. It's Will Ferrell. It's his first scripted TV comedy series. Now, he's been in The Office and 30 Rock.
Sure.
But not as there are more cameos.
Yeah.
This, he is front and center. So he plays a guy called Lonnie Hawkins, or The Hawk as he's known. And he's like 2004's top golfer. And these are their words, not mine.
Their words, right?
He's on the back nine of his career. Such a golf thing. But yeah, so we've seen him in a race car movie, Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
We've seen him in Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
Figure skating.
What's the soccer one he's in that my kids loved? God.
Oh.
087-4100-102. What's the name of the soccer movie where he's the coach? And
I can see the front
and
cover.
And it's something like, you know, all balls, or no, it's not that, but it's something to do with football. Anyway, keep going, Maria.
But this is his first scripted TV comedy series.
Yeah, because he's
right?
in like Eastbound and Down, but he's only in it, as you said, as a character for a bit of an episode or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
so they teased it earlier this year. They didn't give a whole lot away.
This summer, a legend returns. An icon. A champion, an American hero. His name, Lonnie the Hawk Hawkins.
That's me. I'm him. That's who they're talking about. If you're wondering.
So that's all we got back then.
That's all we got back then. There have been a couple of different trailers and stuff like that. Some bits I can play you, some bits I can't.
Yeah, it's one of those kinds of TV shows.
But it's very Will Ferrell style comedy. I love him. I'd watch him in anything.
Same.
I think he's so class. And in Will Ferrell style, they have under one of the trailers, like usually, you know the way you hear songs under the trailers, and it might be like a big Bon Jovi song or U2 or like whatever suits the thing. They have their own specific The Hawk song.
Of course they do.
The greatest this game has ever seen.
That's how it's done. They call him The Hawk. He's a
golfer. Am I allowed to say that I've seen a bit of this? Because I'm very lucky. Yeah, true. I'm very lucky every now and again that I get preview things sent to me. And I saw the first two episodes of this. Now, I want you to do something when you watch this, right? When's it out?
It's on Thursday, 16th of July. Thursday on Netflix. 10 episodes, yeah.
You're going to watch the first episode and you're going to go, this is Happy Gilmore, okay? I want you to get past that. Because that's... It's so similar to Happy Gilmore in so many ways because it's a golf comedy,
golf.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a golf comedy. And you'll start seeing it and go, but that's a bit and that's a bit. Fine. Just get past all that and keep watching it. It is hilarious.
It's
I haven't
so
seen
Will
it all
Ferrell.
Now. I've only seen it. It's so
very Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
So that'll be up there on Thursday. So you no longer do you have to search around for your next series.
10 episodes. by the way, Buster, Bernard, and lots of people telling us the name of the Will Ferrell movie that it is about soccer. Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming. Yes.
If you've got your kids and they're looking around, it's too hot for them to be watching movies, but.
No, it isn't. Get them out of that sun sometimes.
Yeah, well, maybe actually, yeah. Get them out of the noon sun. Stick on Kicking and Screaming. It is brilliant. Really good. But thank you to Bernard and Buster and everybody else who sent that
in. This one's not for the kids.
Oh, no. The Hawk is not for the kids. Maria, thank you very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.